Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
Thank you and hello, world, and especially you, Western Mass. Time for the original Western Mass podcast to take a look around and see what's going on as we head into another weekend. On August 9th, the city of Chicopee, Massachusetts, will proudly celebrate the 100th anniversary of the historic Starzik Building, which is at 10 Center Street. Now, the event will commence at 10 a.m., and everybody's invited, residents and admirers of local history, to mark this significant milestone. And the mayor is announcing that, along with some city councilors, that he'll be attending the anniversary celebration, and the event will be hosted by the Schlotzka family, and refreshments will be served on the second floor suite 200 at the law offices of Schlotzka Dubé PC after the ribbon-cutting ceremony. Staying in Chicopee for a moment, they are also thrilled to announce the highly anticipated grand opening of the brand new Key Foods Market, marking another significant step in the revitalization of the downtown. Key Foods, a renowned grocery store chain, known for its commitment to quality products and exceptional customer service, the addition of Key Foods to the downtown area not only is going to enhance the convenience for residents, but also contributes to the continued economic growth of Chicopee. Now, on Monday, August 7th, the Ken O'Neill Dawn to Dusk Golf Marathon to benefit the Jimmy Fund will be taking place at the Chicopee Country Club. Mike O'Neill will be playing 108 holes, 6-18 holes of golf this year in memory of family and friends who have been lost to cancer. 6 p.m. at the Boathouse in South Hadley for the 109th hole reception. Tickets are a $35 donation, and they're going to have food, an opportunity drawing, a silent auction, light entertainment. So be prepared to enjoy a great evening and bid on some items if you'd like. This will support the fundraising efforts to help cancer research. Supporters and non-supporters alike will be interested to learn that sources say the Mass State budget indicates that both the House and Senate have not included Governor Healey's request for $12.5 million for East-West Rail. The budget was voted on by the legislature the other day. MGM Springfield has put together a scrumptious menu for the 2023 City of Bright Nights Ball, brought to you by Western New England University. Now, get ready. The main course options for the November 11 gala include braised short rib with gold potatoes, bordelaise sauce, watercress salad, Gruyere crusted halibut with peeled asparagus, leek fondue, and spinach sauce, and striped and yellow beet Napoleon with carrot puree, smoked pepita romesco, and polenta cakes. Wow. And a dinner will be finished with a decadent and delicious treacle chocolate bomb. Well, American International College actively working to prepare for the upcoming fall semester, following the most unfortunate recent large structural fire that severely impacted two of AIC's essential academic buildings, Coronotes Hall and the adjoining Lissa Building. Preliminary investigation results indicate that the fire was caused by a lightning strike during a powerful storm that passed through the area. Both Coronotes and Lissa were integral to the college's health sciences program, accommodating critical departments including nursing, occupational therapy, physical therapy, and public health. AIC's administrative team, in collaboration with relevant stakeholders, diligently developing a comprehensive plan to address both the immediate and long-term consequences of the fire. The immediate priority is to relocate the affected classes, clinical simulation labs, and faculty and staff offices to a suitable alternative location. Now, this measure will ensure minimal disruption to the academic operations and safeguard the continuity of educational activities for students. In response to the overwhelming desire of many community members to contribute financially to the rebuilding project, the Office of the President, alongside the Office of Institutional Advancement, is planning a fundraising campaign to kickstart the reimagination of Coronotes Hall. Further details, well, they'll be coming soon, and I'll pass them along. Let's all thank Dr. Mark Kerouac, Bay State Health CEO, for his decade of service. The doctor has announced his retirement, effective next July. This after 10 years in office. Bay State's Board of Trustees is currently conducting a national search for a new CEO. That's a big shoes or a big stethoscope to fill. Ah, Commonwealth of Mass, what fun things will you think of next? Throw away your sneakers now. The state of Massachusetts has banned textiles from being thrown away, which began in November 2022. Now, that includes clothing, footwear, bedding, curtains, fabric, and similar items, even if they're worn, torn, or stained. But though you can't throw them away, you can donate them. The Friends of the Chicopee Public Library collaborated with Got Sneakers to earn funds based on the total amount of gently worn, used, and new sneakers collected. You can drop them off at the Chicopee Public Library on Front Street, the Chicopee City Hall, Front Street, Chicopee Senior Center, Main Street, Good Works Coffee House, that's 46 Center Street. In Western Mass, archery deer hunting season begins on the sixth Monday before Thanksgiving and ends on the first Saturday after Thanksgiving. A proposed regulatory amendment looks to extend the starting date to 2 weeks earlier, meaning that the season's going to get underway on the eighth Monday before Thanksgiving. The meeting on the changes will be held Tuesday, August 15, at 1 p.m. in person at the Mass Wildlife Field Headquarters, 1 Rabbit Hill Road, Westboro, or you can get on through Zoom. Ouch, the mosquito population in Massachusetts is on the rise. Aren't you happy to hear that? The CDC says that mosquitoes have become increasingly resistant to the insecticides that communities use in mass sprays to try and kill them and their eggs. In Forest Park early Tuesday evening, mosquitoes were an invading issue, and this is due to the combination of an unusually wet season and intense heat. To help prevent bites, dress in loose-fitted clothing, and that's suggested, that covers most of your body also. Use bug spray that contains DEET on your arms and legs. Are you looking for some weekend diversion? Well, it's fair time in Western Mass. And this weekend, well, it's ripe for activities for the fair fan. At Kennebuck Road, Chester, Mass, August 4, 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Saturday, August 5, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday, August 6, 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Now, this fair includes truck pulls, bingo, a 4-H petting zoo, a blueberry pie eating contest, a sheep show, a beard competition. I hope they don't get those two events together, the pie eating and beard competition. If you want more, you can head back in time with the Renaissance Fair this weekend. You can sing along with pirates, i.e. You can watch knights joust, see some aerial acrobats, and enjoy the many vendors or handmade goods. Family-friendly activities, they got them. Foam swords, axe throwing, also held on Unity Park in Turner's Falls. And that's Saturday, August 5, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday the 6th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Well, since rain and thunderstorms seem to be popping up constantly this summer, let's dispel the old wives' tale about ducking under a tree to escape lightning. Don't do it. And here's some other lightning information. Take shelter in a fully enclosed building. Stay away from windows. Do not use a corded phone. You can use a cordless phone or a cell phone. Do not take a shower or bath. The plumbing can conduct electricity. If you're outside, do not take shelter under a tree. If the tree gets struck by lightning, well, sorry, but it can go through the tree and into you. Stay out of the water. You don't want to be in a pool or a lake, obviously. And always remember, when thunder roars, go indoors. Well, dear friends, thank you very much for being with us. Enjoy the weekend. I don't know if it's going to rain or be hot. We'll find out. Maybe a combination of the two. But be here for our next program here on the original podcast dedicated to life in Western Mass, Brad Shepherd Today, here on Pioneer Valley Radio. Take care, and we'll talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2023.
All rights reserved.